This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sonia in your city. No, you are not hearing things. That's correct. Miss Sonia Morgan will now be bringing her cabaret to possibly your city very soon. Now, Sonia Morgan had a one night only, friends and family only preview of her brand new Sonia in your city. I was invited. I invited my good friends at Access Hollywood to come with me. And you know, what happens when I attend these events at night? Well, we talk about them here on Patreon. Listen, we give a real review of this one night only friends and family cabaret. It was Miss Morgan in all her glory. You guys need to head on over to Patreon to listen to this. We review the whole show. There was a cameo by Miss Leah McSweeney. Sonia was hanging out afterwards. What was the crowd like? Who else was invited? We really cover it all. I mean, is this going to rival the Countess's cabaret? Or is this headed down a different path? We spare no detail. Our friends from Access Hollywood, who were there with me, they were my plus ones. They help us break this all down. The comedy, the improv, the singing, the outfits, Miss Morgan in her glory. And listen, it's Patreon, so you know I'm going to give you an accurate review of what I thought of this extravaganza. And so will they. So here are a few little excerpts from our full review of the Sonia in the City cabaret. Is it coming to your city soon?
Whoa. Yeah. Okay, we need to get into Sonia because it's like, did she sing? Did she dance? I still, even though, besides the three opening acts, I'm still picturing a Luann, like, by the piano. But obviously, by the looks of your faces, you did not get that.
Honey, what piano? Like, Sonia came out and she came out. Now, the crowd does go crazy when Miss Morgan comes out.
The crowd goes wild. She's our star. She's our queen.
Of course. Thing I asked was like, how was she mentally? Because, you know, we're seeing on Real Housewives of New York City this season, she's all over the place and kind of sad.
Okay, well, hold that thought for just a second.
Okay.
So she is on the stage with this whole thing. And it really, right, at first, it like is an improv. Like the guys are saying, like, first, of course, the first stick is Sonia's looking for an intern. So three people raise their hand, they get called up, and they have to, she has to pick which one she wants. She narrows it down to two and they go off into a corner.
On stage.
Yes, it's as if Bravo put a camera on Sonia and it's for 2 hours. That's what it is.
Oh my God. So it was 2 hours. So how long was she on the
stage? Was it two? I think
it was. No, I think she was only on for like an hour.
Yeah. But
an hour on stage of her just doing random shit doesn't, I don't know.
She kept saying like, we're making this up as we go.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
Do you want to know my theory? Because I really do think Sonia is such a good-hearted person. And I think she like really wants to help people that are like kind of misfit toys a little bit. And I think she probably got these people from like, you know, they're not at the top of their game.
Or is it one of those things? Remember, Luann wasn't paying Sonia for her cabaret. Do we think Sonia's paying these people?
I was thinking about that. I was wondering because it could be volunteer.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon slash spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
Least like a I don't know about Ramona.
No,
but like
I thought maybe someone. Too. I thought they invited, like, you know, they did a good job at in like the PR at inviting like the Bravo influencers. That was good. I was going over there. I was like, I wonder if a housewife's gonna be here. But you know that whole like when Sonia's like, you're not my real friend, and like I know where Ramona hangs in the Hamptons. She's Ramona and Elise are the two that travel in the same circles. They run into each other every other day, and they don't speak. So, but like Sonia and Ramona, like, I don't think Sonia, she doesn't hang out with any of these people in real life. It's true.
So during her 1-hour improv, did she say anything about next season of Roni? Because, you know, all those rumors are swirling.
That's a really good point.
Yeah, that's it. Like, I mean, I'm laughing. Is everyone else laughing? Like, this is a fun episode, you guys. So head on over to Patreon. We break down Sonia in your city. We saw Miss Morgan afterwards. We got our selfies, chatted with her. It was like a friends and family hangout thing. So Miss Morgan came out and made the rounds for everyone there. So we break all that down too. So head on over to Patreon. Let us know what you think. And will you be seeing Sonia in your city?
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.